This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Filling up right behind the Bills bench right now with their flags and their hey, 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 hey.
Hey, 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 hey.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey.
Let's go Buffalo chant.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I was texting with Sal last night a little bit during the Yankees game, Yankees Blue Jays. And I felt, and I was thinking about it just now, also, like, I feel like I only do that with him about the Yankees when they're losing. And I don't mean it to be like that. I don't mean it. I'm interested in the Jays. I mean, I'm more of a Jays fan than any other team. I guess I'm kind of bandwagon then, because it's only when they're good. But last night's game was really interesting. In the middle innings, Rodon, the Yankee pitcher, could not finish guys. Like, there were two or three at-bats in a row. One guy went 14 pitches against Rodon. And the most recent tweet on my screen is how the Blue Jays have the seventh lowest versus league average, like fewest strikeouts, lowest strikeout percentage at the plate, like one of the lowest since World War II from Mike Petrello, which kind of confirms my priors from last night. Like, I don't really know that lineup very well, but man, Rodon, once Rodon got, I think it was Schneider out after 14 pitches, he tipped his cap to him. Like, great, great battle, buddy.
Right.
I know. It was tough defense for the Yanks last night. The lead is 4. Scherzer for Toronto tonight against the Yankees. Sal, do you have a Yankees take? How does it look right now?
It looks bad. I mean, they have to. They really have to go out and find a couple arms. They have some injuries, and things just aren't going well. The Blue Jays are just so hot. You don't text me only when the Yankees are losing. It just so happens they've been losing a lot lately, and when you text me, it just happens because of that, right?
I like hearing that.
See, he's being hard on himself, but I thought to text Paul, the kid who's pitching tonight. Say his name again if you can.
I think it's careful. Schlittler.
Right. I was watching his debut. I think you said earlier you were as well. And if I remember right, it went really well, and then he got hit around a little in the middle innings, I think. But early in the game, I was going to text Paul, are you watching this kid? This is awesome. And then I didn't, and then I felt like it would have been kind of jerky to do it once he got knocked around a bit, if I remember correctly anyway. But I thought to reach out to Paul, like, you can check this kid out, man. I'm sure he's watching.
Well, I think that same night, he did that. And then the Yankees faced a kid from, was it Cincinnati, who looked great the first time through the order.
Yep.
And then he got hit, right? That's what happens. These guys are so good. They face the order one time, and they can kind of get out and, I guess, make a little adjustments, and they hit them. I'll say this, though. The biggest thing for me with the Yankees right now, they have a very big decision to make on Spencer Jones, this tall, power-hitting outfielder. He's been described as a left-handed Aaron Judge, and he is mashing right now with Syracuse. Like, he's had two straight four-hit games. He's mashing home runs, but he strikes out at a really high rate, although that's cut down. And the decision is, A, do they at some point decide to elevate him, but there's really no spots. I can't this year, maybe next year. Or B, do they use him as a trade piece? Do they think he's not going to really be the guy, like an Aaron Judge. They had the same decision with Aaron Judge years ago. They held on to him, and that turned out well.
Yeah. I also think watching – I got to the game late last night, so I missed all of the scoring, but I heard it was a lot of kicking the ball around the infield stuff, and Volpe is in the middle of that. And I wonder if there isn't a big – he's not hitting, and he's leading all of the American League, any position, in errors.
12?
That maybe? Just sounds like a bit – yeah, 12 is the number, I think, that I heard last night. That sounds like something you got to do something about.
I have to tell you, it's so funny. Max said the same thing to me last night. He said, why don't they trade Volpe? Why is he even playing? He makes so many errors. And I said, well, he's kind of like boom or bust, though, because he also makes a lot of plays other shortstops can't make or don't make. But you're right. He makes too many errors, and he isn't swinging a great bat. He did have a couple home runs the other day in a game, but that's right. So you're on the same page. Max was wondering the same thing. Right. I don't know. He has definitely made a few too many mistakes.
The Blue Jays love to walk Judge. That's another one. It's Chase Burns is the Reds pitcher. He's still looking for his first win, and he goes tonight in Washington. Training camp coverage at St. John Fisher is brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. By Outlet Liquor, when you need to stock up, it's your place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys, and driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. We'll get to the report on James Cook and probably talk about the helmets news. But before that, Sal, thinking about your pieces on storylines by position group. Yesterday we did offense, today defense. What's number one for you on defense as far as, you know, things to watch, narratives go?
Yeah, it's really the one open position on the team, I think, as a starter, which is cornerback opposite Christian Benford. I think I would expect Tre'Davious White to be the guy in that spot tomorrow when we get there and then kind of be that guy for the time being. But at what point, if any, does Max Harrison start to cut into his reps? Can he do that? This is the only true, I think, starting position open on offense or defense. I mean, you could say maybe Cole Bishop at safety, but it's Cole Bishop's job. He just has to stay healthy, really. To me, that's what happens there. This is truly a competition. So I think that's, to me, the number one storyline on that side of the ball is who winds up starting week one against the Baltimore Ravens. Is it Max Harrison or is it Tre'Davious White? And, you know, I just think about the way that this team operates and the window that they're in. You could definitely make the argument of throw him out to the Wolves. If he gets beat, he gets beat, but you got to give him that experience. I totally understand that. But I think the Bills really want to have that position buttoned up. And I think, you know, just not making mistakes is very important to them. And can he handle not making mistakes? Because I think they feel Tre'Davious White would have, obviously, the much better chance of at least doing and being where he's supposed to be.
Boy, I would love to be in a room when they are, because I by saying this, I'm predicting that they will be doing this, are analyzing every cut, every pivot, every change of direction. I'm sorry, I'm saying the same thing with different words. But every move he makes on the field, like, is he like, you know, how close to peak Trey White is he? Is this problematic? Like, I would think they're going to be analyzing every single frame of film on him.
Eric Wood was on Extra Point Show with me today, and I really like his point that he said he thinks the reps will be divided pretty evenly because they want to see them go against the same competition. And I like that point, right, which is, okay, we've seen Tre'Davious White against Keon Coleman and Khalil Shakir. Now let's see Max Harrison against Keon Coleman and Khalil Shakir. If you don't have them go against the same competition, it's kind of a tougher evaluation, right? You're grading out a curve. So I agree with you. All of that kind of has to go into the equation.
You know, there's a lot riding on this, if I need to say it. You know, up front, last year, this offseason, I would say, too, I think they're a little bit underappreciated. There certainly have been a lot of moves, but against the run and edge pressure, the Bills are not bad. But if corner two is trouble and they're not tight at safety, yesterday ESPN did roster breakdowns and rankings by team, and they put safety as the, I think the word was weakness for the Bills of all positions on the team, then you could have a problem here, Sal. I mean, I know I don't have to tell you that, but if the Bills are vulnerable in the secondary, it'll really be the first time under McDermott that you might have this particular struggle.
I would say some people say last year they were a little bit there, Mike, you know, but they did the baseline stuff well enough, but they just didn't come up. You know, last year where they struggled was those third downs and long and getting off the field. The turnovers really saved them last year in a lot of ways. And how much can you really rely on getting those turnovers again? As you know, Steve Tasker said many times, and he's right, turnovers aren't a strategy. You can't just say we're going to get them. They have to. They come and it's great, but you can't rely on them. And they did last year get a lot of them, but I think they struggled at times in the secondary for the fact that they just didn't have those playmakers. They didn't have guys who really make a play on the ball when a play is needed to be made at times. That's where a guy like Cole Bishop might come in, and I think it makes Taylor Rapp a little bit better too, because you know DeMar Hamlin's not that guy. He gives you a baseline, and he was fine. I think DeMar Hamlin deserves a lot of credit for last year. You know, I really do. I think he played better than people give him credit for, and he stepped into a tougher situation because nobody really expected him to be a starter. People wondered if he'd be on the team. He wound up starting most games for a team that goes to the AFC Championship game, and he played okay. But what he didn't do was make plays on the ball and make those critical plays in those situations. They really need Cole Bishop to take that job and do that. And if Cole Bishop can't, if he doesn't stay healthy or if he can't do that physically, he doesn't make those plays, then I do think you're wondering, okay, what do you have here? Because that could be something that really hurts this team.
Yeah, but for anyone who's wondering, like, I think I know everything. Why do I need to read Sal's recap of these defensive, you know, priorities and storylines to watch? Good reminder in here, the Cole Bishop paragraph, he missed minicamp this year with an injury. So yep. He missed all of camp last year. It was behind the eight ball all year. You know, showed some moments, you know, looked competent when he did get some chances, but it was a very small sample. And already this spring, he was missing. Like, it's way too early to say this guy's a problem in that area. But I mean, that's rough. I mean, they barely are doing anything, and he already got hurt.
No, I agree with you. And let's remember when he came out of college. You know, he was already kind of ready made to play in the NFL. Right. He went to Utah, and they believe he could step right in. And he had an opportunity. And when he didn't, remember Mike Edwards too. That was a guy I thought he was going to be a starter, guys. Like, things just kind of really went awry, which is, again, going back to why DeMar Hamlin found himself in that situation and position. So now Cole Bishop has this opportunity. Can he step into it? Can he stay healthy? What did Dalton Kincaid say about the two of them when they were playing in college? He really got the better of them a lot of times when they were at practice. So, yeah, I think this is a very interesting story to watch. It could really be something that we're thinking, oh, my God, what are they doing? They have to address it. Or we could be sitting here after week five or six going, boy, that's a big-time difference from what they had last year at this point.
Sal Capaccio with us. Milano might deserve to be mentioned in this context, too, just what he looks like. Another one to watch here in the next few days.
I think Matt Milano, guys, to me, I think Matt Milano represents, just for the Bills, a guy that if he can stay healthy. Here's what Hotwell said. I think the Bills believe that as long as Matt Milano's healthy, he's going to be really good for them and be a difference maker. The question is, can he stay healthy? He's had a couple injuries over the last couple years. The way he plays, you know, he's a little bit undersized. He plays violently. He's getting a little bit older. There's wear and tear on the body. But I think all you need to know about what they think about Matt Milano, he played every single snap against the Denver Broncos on defense after he came back and was on the field just for a few weeks, and Dorian Williams did not play a snap in that game. When it came time to, okay, here we go, it's playoff time, Matt Milano was the guy in the field. Yes, I know they restructured his deal. He's got 1 year left. You know, in the team, they'll figure it out. There was he took a pay cut. He's betting on himself, all of that. But I will tell you, I believe the Bills think that if Matt Milano is healthy, they have maybe the best linebacking duo, if not close to it, in the NFL between him on the weak side and Terrell Bernard in the middle.
I like those two for sure, but with the big picture in mind, what you're talking about here, even mentioning Dorian Williams, to me, that's a guy you might want to find opportunity to get on the field more than just a regular backup, as good as Milano is. With the big picture in mind, let's make sure maybe you handle Milano a little like they'll handle Bosa, or some of us have thought that they should handle Bosa, right? Like, bubble wrap, okay? I'm not saying don't play him, right? I mean, he's your starting weak side linebacker. He's gonna play, but you know, maybe like a series a quarter or every third or fourth series, like here's Dorian Williams, just to keep the miles down on his odometer this year.
Yeah, maybe sneak in some reps here or there in situations and games, right? I mean, game, you have a couple touchdown lead, it's fourth quarter, you know, maybe you're not making wholesale changes, but maybe Matt Milano takes a series off, right? Yeah, I agree with you. Maybe you start to do that with a guy like this, because you'd want him as healthy as possible when you get to December, when you get to January. So no doubt that's a guy that – and look, yep. I also think there's a chance for Dorian Williams to get on the field maybe in other situations, base situations. It doesn't have to be in lieu of Matt Milano. You know, the team, this team, is, we all love Taron Johnson. We know how great he is. But the reality is teams have taken advantage of the Bills being light in the box. They've taken advantage of Taron Johnson at corner. Teams have gotten better at running the ball against the Bills, and this is one of the reasons why. Because the Bills are a little bit undersized on defense. It's no secret. They'd rather be athletic. They play like that intentionally. The Bills may have to have a bit of a philosophy change here, guys, and say, you know what? We can't just run nickel every single time. Yes, he's a great player. We love having Taron out there, but we got to go a little bit bigger sometimes on defense.
Thinking about James Cook here, the report today was that he's expected to be present at Fisher tomorrow. Wondering just what the schedule is and what you think or know it'll be like tomorrow when it comes to him. It's the first day. The story of the first day is that it's the first day. But, of course, we've been talking about Cook so much, wondering what he'll do. What is the plan tomorrow, to put it one way?
Well, today is really the first day for players. They're reporting today. They're on the field tomorrow. They're not just reporting tomorrow, right? We're watching practice. They're getting up in the morning. They're going to meetings. So they're there today. By the fact that Tom Pelissero reported that, Ian Rappaport back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get up. That tells me they know he's there already, right? Yeah. Like, okay, they found out he's there. The question is now, what happens when practice starts at 9:45 a.m. tomorrow? All eyes will be on that. So when you're talking about a schedule, so 9:15 is when we hear from Sean McDermott. I'm sure he's going to get asked, do you expect James Cook to practice? And we'll see what he says. He may say, I expect him to practice. He may say, we'll see when we get out there. I don't know what James Cook's plan is. And it's going to be a lot of intrigue, right? And then 9:45, the team is on the practice field. We'll get our answer right there. If he does practice, how much does he do? Does he sit out any drills or reps, anything like that? I think there's just going to be a lot of watching of James Cook going on tomorrow.
All right. Do the Bills have only one punter now?
They do. Brad Robbins. I still think there's a chance they could have another one once the season starts. They've done that before where they've gone out and they've claimed someone or signed someone late in the process. Brad Robbins has to show that he can handle the job. I was actually surprised when they released Jake Camarda today, because looking at the numbers, he actually has punted well in the NFL. He was top five in the NFL twice with the Buccaneers as a young guy in yards per punt. But I think, Bulldog, you brought it up the other day, right? Which is, can he place punts though, right? Can he lay off it a little bit? Can he have those directional punts? I think that's the question with him. And let's be honest, guys, the Bills need a lot of that. They're going to be, you know, at midfield, let's say, when they punt. They're not going to have a lot of drive stall very early. They'll be a little bit deeper. So they're going to have to not – they don't need a big leg. They need a guy who knows how to place it where they need to place it. And also, I think, you know, we used to have a lot of talk about, like, the holder and how much it means. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying it's the end-all, be-all, but it does matter, I think, to have one guy working with Tyler Bass and Reed Ferguson instead of rotating them in throughout training camp.
Why was Robin – so he punted 1 year for Cincinnati, and then he was not – he did not play at all last year. He might have been injured and then waived by the Bengals. So he was out pretty much out of the league.
Yeah, his numbers weren't great, right? But again, numbers don't have to mean anything. It depends on what you're being asked to do at that specific position. But numbers weren't great. He was a good softball pitcher at the Micah Hyde softball event. He was the guy that
pitched
for the home run derby. So, you know, and it's funny. I remember that day, and when he showed up, I'm like, oh, here's a new guy. Not a lot of him. He showed up. He was ready to go. And I think, like, from the beginning, I was impressed with just how he kind of fit right in. And he was ingratiating himself with his team. And I think those kind of things matter a little bit, right? He was right there and ready to rock and roll. So we'll see how it goes with punter. And look, I also think because of the some of the new rules they're created, we also have less punts that have happened over the, because of the special teams, the kickoffs and things like that. Because of kickoff returns and getting more of those and teams not starting as deep, and because of where the new touchback rule is, you had less punts last year, and you're going to have less punts this year. So, like, one of the things that came out of the owners' meetings that I distinctly remember from Darren Rizzi, who was the special teams coordinator who was in those meetings and part of this, was him telling all of us, and then I talked him off the side about how, like, punts are way down, and they're going to be way down again this year.
And not only, that's a good point, the kickoff thing, but also the NFL has the internet now, and they know that most punts are bad ideas. They've cut back on punts for those reasons.
Right, but even if you're conservative, like we talked about a few weeks back, if you're starting at the 30 or the 35, you're that much closer to midfield, so fourth and three is not as cumbersome as it would be at your 28.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So that's going to be a thing. I want to swing back to the defense real quick here. Good news, right, on the third round pick, Landon Jackson. There was a pup thing while I was away, I think, but that's all cleared up. He's been activated. What is Bosa's status? Was he ever on a pup list, or is he expected to be ready to go at camp?
So there was no pup list, you know, up until now. And then once players report, the way the pup list works is if you can't perform at training camp, you go on that list. Mm-hmm. That's in lieu of IR, because you can stay on that list as long as you don't practice, and then you don't have to go on IR.
Right.
But with Bosa's situation, at WGR550.com, in that article I wrote, the first thing I wrote about is how healthy is Joey Bosa. That's the number one storyline for me at that position, and that will also be answered tomorrow. Would any of us truly be stunned if we found out that Joey Bosa wasn't ready to practice tomorrow?
No.
I mean, indications are he is, just from what the team told us, and the fact that he was doing stuff with trainers and running off to the side during minicamp, and that was, you know, a month ago. But that doesn't mean that he's going to be ready and ready to go and healthy. So that's something we'll pay attention to. Look, tomorrow morning, it could happen tonight too, but tomorrow morning, if there's anybody that is on the physically unable to perform list because they showed up to camp and there's some sort of issue and they can't go even for one day, we're going to find that out. It's going to be a bit of a story. It's happening around the league. Mac Hollins is on pup for the New England Patriots. Right?
I mean,
you never know.
Sal, there is a report in the last few minutes from Lance Lysowski of the Buffalo News that Spencer Brown is on the pup to start, and also backup center Cedric Van Pran Granger, Bulldogs guy.
That's my dude.
And that Dawson Knox is starting on the non-football injury list. So I don't know what that is.
Well, that explains why they tight end today. And I was wondering if something was going on at the position. It was very weird to me that they signed Matt Sokol, a tight end, today. Non-football injury list. I don't know what that means. I mean, on social media, I've followed Dawson. I know that him and his wife had announced they're having a baby. There was some stuff on social media about that. Everything seemed fine. So whatever that is, I'm not really sure.
Okay.
We'll get maybe more information. And then here you go, Spencer Brown and Cedric Van Pran Granger. You hope it's nothing serious. You never know. It's the pup. Pup means that they can't practice until they're off that list. And then the longer it goes, if you get into like remember Von Miller a couple years ago, if you get into even Tre White when he was recovering, if you get into the regular season, you get into 53. You can keep a guy on the pup list. He has to miss four games, but he doesn't have to go on IR. But let's hope it doesn't get to that.
Thank you, Sal. We'll talk tomorrow.
You got it, guys.
That's our Sal Capaccio on the West Her Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet, Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Yeah, I can't add anything to this, but unfortunate news for a couple guys here to start things off. Camp tomorrow, and Sal said 9:15. For Sean McDermott, almost definitely will be live on the station. The updates on Cook and Knox and whatever else. 803-0550 for your calls. Football is just about here. Love to talk about it with you. Yesterday at this time coming up, we were on James Cook. The report is today, the belief is today that he's in. Whether he'll, you know, do stuff tomorrow remains to be seen, I guess. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after the update here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.